it rolling, Bob?
Is it rolling, Bob?
Is it rolling, Bob?
Hi, folks, and welcome to Bob Dylan, A Head Full of Ideas, Season 3. This is episode number 10. I'm the author of a book called Determined to Stand, The Reinvention of Bob Dylan. And in this episode, I'm actually going to perform an extract from the book. The book is a study of Dylan's later work from Time Out of Mind onwards. And it looks into ways in which he invents a new way of writing later on perhaps a new way of singing, which is appropriate perhaps for a person of his age. One of the things I've emphasised in the book is that as Dylan ages, he doesn't attempt to strut around the stage like he's Mick Jagger or somebody. He attempts to find ways of communicating that are appropriate for someone of his age. Rough and Rowdy Ways, his most recent album, which came out in 2020, includes the song I'm going to talk about today. It's called Black Rider. Black Rider consists of a direct address to an ominous figure which Dylan performs against the sparse but highly atmospheric backing of a single flamenco-flavoured acoustic guitar. The track is reminiscent of some of the more intimate cuts on his Sinatra albums, such as Melancholy Mood or Some Enchanted Evening, which is referenced here. It's a near-spoken recitation with judicious use of dramatic pauses. Subtle variations in tone are used to convey confusion, surprise, jealousy, shock, sarcasm, and anger. It sounds like it's been recorded in a large and empty room using natural echo on the vocals. At one point, one can hear what sounds like a penny dropping to the ground in the distance. This creates a suitably eerie effect, as what we are really listening to is a conversation which is being amplified within an echoey cavern in the narrator's mind. There's naturally been much speculation over the identity of the rider. It may be tempting, given the frequent apocalyptic references in Dylan's work, to identify him with the third horseman of the apocalypse from Revelations, the bringer of famine who rides a black horse. Perhaps he's even the third rider who didn't appear in All Along the Watchtower. Some commentators have concluded that Dylan is conducting a conversation with death, or perhaps the narrator could be addressing the devil, contemplating a Faustian pact. The song is not, however, a comic gothic fantasia like my own version of You. The language used is surprisingly straightforward, with only very sparing use of metaphor or symbolism. As the character and nature of the rider shifts continually, Dylan uses subtle variations in tone to convey confusion, jealousy, shock, sarcasm, and even anger without ever over-emoting. At first, this dark figure doesn't seem to have a particularly threatening presence. The first lines of the song, Black Rider, you've been living too hard. You've been up all night, have to stay on your guard. Depict the narrator feeling worse for wear after a rough night, staring into a mirror and examining the lines under his eyes. The path you're walking is too narrow to walk, he warns. Every step of the way, another stumbling block. But then the background of the image, the mirror, suddenly changes. The road that you're on, same road that you know, the narrator tells him, just not the same as it was a minute ago. The use of dramatic pauses creates an impression of uncertainty, as if the narrator is unsure whether he should feel pity or fear. The rest of the song appears to consist of a conversation between the narrator and this haggard, hungover version of himself. The Black Rider is a kind of shapeshifter, reflecting the narrator's changing moods. Every time the narrator looks in the mirror, the image of the rider changes. A little bit like the Queen in Snow White and the and the Seven Dwarfs, isn't it, really? Mirror, mirror on the wall. In the second verse, there are no pauses within the lines. Dylan's tone is now a little more assured. You've seen it all, he tells the rider. You've seen the great world, and you've seen the small. The diction's a little awkward here, as if the narrator is nervous in the figure's presence. But then he becomes rather fevered. You fell into the fire, and you're eating the flame. And then, slightly apprehensive, better seal up your lips if you want to stay in the game. The image he now sees in the mirror, as he realises the extent to which the Black Rider has damaged himself, is literally hellish. He pleads for mercy. Be reasonable, mister. Be honest, be fair, he cries. In the final line of the verse, he seems to be closing his eyes and trying to wish that vision away. Let all of your earthly thoughts be a prayer. Dylan emphasises the last three words by slowing down and stretching out the syllables, conveying what sounds like real fear for the first time. Despite the narrator's efforts to walk away, it's clear now that he is under the rider's spell. I'm walking away, he declares. You're trying to make me look back? He continues rather pathetically to plead, my heart is at rest. I'd like to keep it that way. I don't want to fight, at least not today. Then he becomes decidedly petulant. Go home to your wife. Stop visiting mine, he tells him. And then he whispered, one of these days, I'll forget to be kind. This threat is barely veiled, if rather unconvincing, but it's clear by now that the Black Rider is a version of himself, which he's ashamed of, the one who goes home to his wife. There are strong intimations that the wife may be being abused or mistreated, and that the narrator is trying to avoid responsibility for indulging in his fantasies. There's a short instrumental break with the Spanish guitar helping to create an atmosphere of intrigue and tension, as if we were in some bar in Mexico awaiting a shootout. The narrator begs the rider to release him from the spell he has cast on him. Tell me when, tell me how, if there ever was a time, then let it be now, he cries. Let me go through, he implores him. Open the door, confessing that my soul is distressed, my mind is at war. The rider is whispering smooth reassurances in his ear, but he attempts to resist. Don't hug me, don't flatter me, don't turn on the charm. I'll take out a sword and hack off your arm. We can tell that the singer is, like the narrator, standing in the doorway, afraid to go through the door that's in front of him. Or, like the narrator of Forgetful Heart, he may be wondering if indeed there ever was a door. In the final verse, the narrator sobers up. He decides to face up to the rider. He begins by insulting his manhood. Black rider, hold it right there. The size of your cock will get you nowhere. For a moment, the image in the mirror changes. The Black Rider has become Priapus, a mythical figure from Greek mythology who is cursed by Hera, the wife of Zeus, to have to carry a permanent and extremely outsized erection. If you've ever been to Greece on holiday, you may have seen pictures of Priapus in the postcard section or on souvenir ashtrays or that kind of thing. But the narrator isn't cowed by this. I'll suffer in silence, I'll not make a sound, he promises. Maybe I'll take the high moral ground. He still sounds uncertain, but perhaps he will be able to acquire the moral strength to resist the rider's allure. In order to do so, he will summon up help from the songs he puts trust in. Dylan delivers two allusions in quick succession. Some enchanted evening, he sings, I'll sing you a song. This refers back to the tragically haunted ballad that Dylan covered on Shadows in the Night. Just a little word about that, really. I've heard Some Enchanted Evening many times. It's one of those songs that used to be on the radio when my parents used to listen to middle-of-the-road radio shows when I was growing up. And, of course, I thought it was a piece of schlock, but it's very worth listening to Dylan's version of the song, because he makes it extremely, extremely meaningful and memorable. So try and check that out if you can. It's on the album Shadows in the Night. Black Rider, Black Rider, he concludes, you've been on the job too long. The last phrase is the refrain of the traditional murder ballad, Duncan and Brady, which Dylan has recorded and played in concert quite a few times, a bit of a favourite of his. It's a song that Leadbelly used to sing. It seems to suggest that the narrator now realises that he may be able to rid himself of this spectre that stares back at him from the dark mirror of his soul. There's no obvious resolution here. The narrator is frozen, and we're left with the image of him and the Black Rider still staring at each other as the final syllable of Long slowly fades into a ghostly Sun Studios echo. Well, I hope you'll like that. There'll be some more extracts from the book in future episodes. Well, that's it for now, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye. Don't forget to subscribe and, you know, leave me some comments and follow me and all that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, bye bye.
Is it rolling, Bob? Is it rolling, Bob?